Well, we're closing out the week with good news. I think certainly wonderful news. Sounds like a great news story. And we bring in Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst, about the Pistons NBA draft pick. Sean Bolegian along my side, and Thomas as well, Dortch, and Dana. So we're all here, Stevie, and we're love to hear what you have to say. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Dub. Hello again, everybody. Yeah, the NBA draft last night. And your Detroit Pistons with the fifth overall selection. So they were kind of at the mercy of the teams in front of them, and it shook out in a very interesting fashion. Paolo Banchero, a fine player out of Duke, he is selected el numero uno by the Orlando Magic. Many had the Magic going with Gonzaga's big fella, Chet Holmgren. No, he goes number two to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Up next, that would be the Houston Rockets. They go with Jabari Smith. So the word was your Detroit Pistons had a lot of interest in the fine power forward out of Iowa, Keegan Murray. Well, they didn't have the opportunity because he goes fourth to the Sacramento Kings, which kind of a neat deal because falling into the lap of the Pistons would be the fine point guard out of Purdue, Jaden Ivey. Now, when he heard his name called by Commissioner Silver, he was very emotional. This is a wonderful fit, folks, because Jaden Ivey wanted to be a Piston, and as fate has it, he indeed is. Meanwhile, Pistons general manager Troy Weaver, playing the role of Monty Hall, let's make a deal, he did just that. The Pistons acquired Memphis center Jalen Duren after he was drafted number 13 overall by Charlotte, traded to New York along with Kemba Walker. The thought for the Pistons, they're expected to negotiate a buyout with Walker, so they get themselves a couple of complimentary players for last year's number one, Cade Cunningham. Let's begin with Mr. Ivy. He can play point or shooting guard, averaged 17.3 points last season for the Boilermakers and made 46% of his shots overall, 36% beyond the three-point arc. Now, the downside going into the draft about Mr. Ivy, his mid-range game. He has said that he has worked on it throughout this early summer, and he is going to be good to go. Now, Mr. Duren, tail of the tape. He is 6'11", 250 pounds, averaged 12 points, 8.1 boards, and 2.1 blocks over 25.3 minutes per game last season. And folks, he was just a freshman, so there is plenty of room to grow. And Troy Weaver already said that the Pistons would have absolutely no problems at all putting Duren on the floor at the same time with center Isaiah Stewart. So, look, the Pistons, once again, getting very, very high marks for this draft because, let's face it, it was all about finding players to complement the number one overall draft pick last year, Cade Cunningham, who had a very impressive rookie season in the NBA. So the bottom line here, folks, the Pistons, who have been off the sports radar in this town for a while, they are indeed on the upswing. And now we'll see. They've got a lot of cap space available. Who can they lure in to help the cause via free agency? Remember, the day before the draft, the Pistons agreed to trade Jeremy Grant to Portland for the number 36 pick overall this year and a first-round pick in 2025 that they will now send to Charlotte. So the day after, looking very, very good for your Detroit Pistons.
I happened to see when they picked the guard Jaden Ivey. I had no idea why it was such an emotional moment, but it was a really emotional moment. And I love that his mother has the connection to Detroit and to sports. Frankly, I didn't think it was his mother sitting next to him there. I mean, she's still very young, and as is he, obviously. But what give me a ballpark on what someone like Jaden Ivey expects after getting this nod from the Pistons. What kind of money are we looking at starting out in professional basketball?
Go ahead, Steve.
No, go ahead, Sean.
No,
jump in, make a play.
when you're top five, that's a good contract. I mean, those contracts are high, and to whom much is given, much is expected. This is going to be, as Steve mentioned, I love this backcourt. I love that Troy Weaver's played the slow game with this. He's building the right way, Steve. He really is.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And again, I think one of the more alluring parts of this whole deal is, you know, much like Cade Cunningham last year, he wanted to be a Detroit Piston. The same holds true for Jaden Ivey. And when you consider that they add Jalen Duren, there is a lot of young talent. Now, as we know, and it doesn't matter if it's the NBA draft, NFL draft, whatever draft, there are no guarantees.
No.
But the fact of the matter is, you've got yourself a hell of a young nucleus to get back on the sports radar and be competitive. And let's face it, Troy Weaver and the powers that be with the Pistons, their goal is what? To get back to the postseason. Now, is it going to happen in the upcoming season? We'll have to wait and see. But I will say this.
Yeah.
The pieces are there.
All right. We got to go. We hope it all works out. Thank you, Stevie. Appreciate your help. Thanks
all right.
to
you folks have a great weekend.
The great team of Ann Thomas, Dortch, Steve Courtney, Sean Beligian, Dana Clark, Kim Smith.